Yes.
That there was no terrorism in Iraq before the Americans were there, before the invasion. But now there is more substantiated evidence that somebody was building a international network of terrorists from Al-Qaeda in Iraq, which named its predecessor today. I don't know anything about him. Maybe we'll get some more information. It's not even clear who he is exactly. But let's get into some more Army business, because we do have military on the ground there. And as many of you know, after news of the Haditha massacre hit the mass media, the Pentagon was quick to announce that all military personnel would receive hands-on military ethics training courses in hopes of teaching the troops legal, moral, and ethical standards on the battlefield. With us now on the phone is one of the trainers, I guess you could call him, or an instructor of one of the military ethics courses, Army Lieutenant Ronnie Randolph. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you for having me on the show, Mr. Marin. I appreciate it.
Well, we're happier here. Look, after Haditha and a few other events, I think it's pretty clear to most people that the troops were not prepared to address ethical concerns, that they were not trained properly. Do you find that to be the case, sir?
I have to disagree with you completely. As Donald Rumsfeld himself says, the troops are sufficiently trained. I mean, that's coming from Donald Rumsfeld. So if he says it, you know it's true.
All right. I don't know about that.
No, it's pretty true. I mean, I trust Donald Rumsfeld. He sent us out to this war to fight for our country, and he wouldn't just do that. Like, it wouldn't be a joke for him to do that. So, he wouldn't do that just to be silly.
Well, so what are the problems then? I mean, if that's true, and then we have these issues where you got guys killing civilians with a certain amount of malice, whose fault is that?
Again, I think, you know, this ethics training, it's not so much because the soldiers are insufficiently trained. It's more so that the Iraqis never had any ethics training. They didn't have an ethics seminar, so we have to pick up the slack for them.
Wait. So somehow or another, this is the Iraqis' fault?
I don't want to put blame on anybody, but yes.
All right. Well, look. I don't see how that's possible, but let's move on. So the training that the troops are getting, how does the training work?
Basically, we put the soldiers through about five or so different scenarios.
Uh-huh.
And what I do is I put them through the scenarios, and there's a proper way, the ethical answer on how to get out of the situation. And so we just kind of put them through these situations and see how they respond.
All right, let me give it a shot. Can you just tell me what they are, and I can answer, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong?
Sure, yeah. I can put you through a test. I can put you through an ethics test right now.
Okay.
All right, so here's scenario number one.
Right.
Let's say you enter the house of an Iraqi man and you find a rocket-propelled grenade. Now, the man asks not to be cuffed with his family watching.
Yeah.
What do you do?
He's got a rocket-propelled grenade?
He's got a rocket-propelled grenade
You're
going to arrest him.
You arrest him.
Right, but he doesn't want to be handcuffed in front of his family.
Well, so what? Maybe you walk him outside. You walk him outside. And you handcuff him.
No, you handcuff his whole family.
Oh.
Because you don't know that's not his kid's rocket-propelled grenade.
Right.
Kids have war toys. You don't know that's not maybe the wife. Maybe that's her rocket-propelled grenade.
Right.
It's a good message that you need to send to those children not to have a rocket-propelled grenade.
Okay, all right. So what's the next one?
All right, question number two. You enter a house with only women and children present and find explosives. The female head of the household is involved with explosives. What do you do?
I arrest all of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You are very ethical, Bart Maron.
All right.
Incredibly ethical. You arrest all of them. If they're cute, you still arrest them.
Wait, what the hell does that have to do with anything?
Just because there are some situations where maybe you might think, oh, well, the cute one's not involved.
All right. I understand. That makes sense.
Yeah, in most situations, you usually think it's the ugly lady that's trying to mess stuff up, and the cute one's just there because, you know, her ugly friends say, come hang out. There'll be, you know, food and a good time, drinks.
Right. Okay. So why don't we move on to the next one?
Next question.
All right.
Okay. You're entering a house where a known threat is living,
yeah.
But when you get there, the family is praying. How do you proceed?
You say, "Hey, what's going on? Let's do this."
I'm going to stop you.
What?
What you do is first you need to find out who they're praying to. If they're praying to God,
yeah.
To our God, Jesus,
right?
Then you let them pray. Mm. They're probably not as much of a threat.
All right. So all right. Well, but if they're all right, fine. What's the next one?
You see a baby and smile at it, but the baby cries at you. How do you proceed?
You go, aw, and you keep moving.
You arrest the baby. That baby might be a terrorist.
Oh, yeah.
That baby obviously has malicious thoughts towards you that it started to cry. It has malicious thoughts towards America and to our Marines. Mm. So you arrest that baby.
All right. I kind of blew that one. All right. What's the next one?
You get sick in your stomach, like maybe a stomach virus, after eating at a local restaurant. How do you respond?
You don't eat there anymore, and you wait till it passes.
No, you destroy the restaurant. You can't make that same mistake twice.
Right.
So you destroy the restaurant, because that's clearly, they were trying to take you out of commission with a little stomach virus with, you know, some bad chicken.
Maybe it couldn't just be that our standards are different?
I don't think our standards, yes. Ethically, our standards are different, and that's the type of game we're playing out there in Iraq. We're playing with a full deck of cards, and they're playing with, like, a basketball, and you can't play cards and basketball at the same time.
I understand, I think. Army Lieutenant Ronnie Randolph, it was a pleasure. We'll have to continue this conversation another time.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Marin. You're incredibly ethical.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
We'd love to have you in the Army anytime.
All right. Take care. We'll be back with Gene Pompa.